You've been wasting your time and money entering film festivals. Let's change that.
I haven't been wasting my time. I mean, I am broke, and all I got was a PNG of a Laurel.
The Like It Film Festival uses people with an audience to help poor dummies like that get actual exposure for their films.
Stop calling me dumb.
Entering the Like It Film Festival allows influencers to spread the word on your films. If you enter other festivals, you are dumb.
Seriously, I'm not dumb.
I don't speak dumb, but if I did, I would tell that guy that winning films and podcasts will be featured on our Rizzle, TikTok, and Instagram channels that total in the hundreds of thousands of fans watching.
I'm not dumb. One time I used a toothbrush in the wrong direction, but that has nothing to do with my film career.
Enter your films into the world's largest film festival today. Like It Film Fest. This is Hack Thought Podcast, Telephone-a-thon. This is Dr. Seuss Presents Hack Thought Telephone-a-thon. Hosts, Bill Moore and Mike Fallick. Theme song by Freddie Unreal and the Fangers. Hello?
Hey, Mike, it's Bill.
What's going on?
How much? Can you hear it?
What? What am I hearing?
Can you hear the difference?
What difference?
I'm on a landline. Can you believe it? I'm on a landline. It's 2021. I'm on a landline.
Where are you? Do you need help?
No, I'm in my apartment. I got a landline. I got two landlines, actually.
No, you don't.
Yes, I got two landlines.
No, you don't.
I do. That's you can't tell? You can't tell the difference? You can't tell? I can hear it. I can hear the landline quality. I'm on a landline.
Now, let me ask you a question. Do you have a landline? Do you have to get some sort of converter to put the landline into your phone?
It's an old enough building. They have one already. It hasn't been used.
It has the phone there, though?
I got the phone. I got the phone. I got the cord.
Corded or cordless?
Corded. I'm going full corded. This is a corded landline. It's got the little coiled cord. With the rubbery outside. Yeah, have it. Got it.
Those used to drive me crazy because people who use the phone a lot would leave them every once in a while, I'd get one of the curly cues would bend up the wrong way. That used to drive me crazy. I would always want to fix it.
I would do that too.
There were people that so abused the wire that you couldn't even get it to be good again. That was the worst.
That was the
utter worst. Can I ask you a question? I actually talked about this through a mutual friend of ours. Do you ever notice that cordless phones never worked? That's a technology that no one talks about sucking.
It was right in the middle of cordless phones. They were so close, yet they led to good things. But yeah, if you can just brush past them, yeah, they sucked. But
they were terrible. They didn't work at all. They didn't work at all. Did you guys have them? Yeah.
We did not. No, we had a corded phone until we went. Until we went cell phones. I mean, I think my parents still have a landline.
You had to be at the right time where you had bought a corded phone that broke during the era of wanting cordless phones, or you had to get suckered in if you didn't like your corded phone. You wanted something better. They never worked. The batteries died. They were horrible.
The actual you couldn't go very far for them before you wouldn't get any reception.
It was we used to pick up. They we used radio signals, and we used to pick up our neighbors. I had a spot in my house, and you could hear people's conversation because that happens on radio frequencies. Yeah. It's why your Wi-Fi sometimes sucks if you live in a really crowded apartment building. If you live in a super dense apartment building, your Wi-Fi will suck because someone else is on the same radio signal. Because that's all it's using. It's just a walkie-talkie to your landline, which is the same as your Wi-Fi. It's a walkie-talkie to your internet signal.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. How does it, do you have an answering machine too?
Yeah. I went the whole shebang.
Mini tape or digital? What did you go with?
Mini tape. I wanted to get the real classic feel.
I've never put my hands on the mini tape in an answering machine. We had one, but I was too young to be responsible for like flipping it over or erasing the tape, you know, or getting a new tape. Never put hands to body.
If we ever had one, I was completely unaware. I was only ever aware of the digital.
Well, I was old enough to remember we had a digital one. I was old enough to know that. Like, now we have a digital answering machine.
Yeah, I don't think we ever had a taped one when I was growing up. Or if not, it was like they got rid of it by the time I was answering phones, or at least like even allowed to pick up the phone with the express, your parents are never away, they are upstairs and cannot reach the phone.
Which I love. I love that suburban logic. It's like, yep, they're not going to murder us if they have to murder more than one.
Yeah.
Well, you're more likely to have this crafty child killer on the other end of the line than anything else. You know, it's crazy.
It was that same logic I had with our high school. We went to the same high school, by the way. Yeah. Our high school, during their countermeasures for terrorism or school, because
this, oh my god, I know,
back our fears, it was just terrorism. We had less of a fear, sadly. I mean, not sadly, but sadly, where the world's gone of school shootings, ours was terrorism. They locked all of the doors but one, and they left all the back doors open, and my thought process was, they assumed every terrorist had a very detailed out to the minute plan, that if they had to go around, everything would be ruined, and why are we even doing this? There's no point. We have to go around? Fuck! Oh my god! Call it off! Call it off! We gotta go around? Fuck it! Fuck this whole thing! We're not doing it!
Now, what's interesting that I've never thought about in being hard... Hi, welcome to probably a triggering conversation for some people.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah, but it's okay. You know what I've never thought about is, like, our school and many schools are like radiation fallout shelters, right?
Uh-huh.
So was like the school, is it like Hogwarts? Was the school the safest place to be in reality from a terrorist? Is it like, cause like schools have like safety glass, you know, those glasses that have wires. But anyway, on to a lighter subject. I'll call you back later, Bill. Okay.
Okay. Yeah. But didn't you love it? It was a great quality.
Yeah, let me tell you some shit, by the way, before I hang up about the when I moved to Boston, I ordered internet and was talking to the person, and I talked to them on the phone, and then I looked and they sent me the plan, and I was looking at it, and then I was like, something's wrong here. Those numbers are not what they're supposed to be, and what's this thing? And I called up and I said, why are you charging me for a landline? And they were like, oh, we still offer like service through the phone line.
Wow.
That's how bad the internet is in Boston. They were like, that's an option if you want to like just have internet through your phone line. I was like,
And they were just charging you, assuming you were probably using it.
Yeah, I was like, is that the internet? Like, yeah, you can have the landline for free because the internet comes through it. And I was like, I don't want any of those things you've described. I don't want anything you're talking about. It's like, no, it's faster through the phone line. It's like, no, it's not. It's not a faster version. It's like, there's no version of that. Anyway, let me call you back.
Okay.
Hello.
Hi, sir. How's it going today?
I'm good. Who may I ask is calling?
This is a call from someone that I'm not a... I just want to say, I'm not a telemarketer, okay? A few years ago, I got an infection, I cut my toe on something, and now I permanently talk like this. How are you doing today?
Good.
I understand it's unnerving, and we're just calling to follow up on whether or not this is the right number.
Who are you on behalf of?
I'm calling on behalf of Singular Wireless. Now, that's not true. That's part of my condition. I'm Janet. Okay. How are you?
You're Janet. I'm good, Janet.
We met at a bar a few years ago, and I still have your number. And I was wondering if here at Singular Wireless, we wanted to know, are you interested in changing to a different phone plan?
No.
Well, let me change what I'm saying there. I'm unable to ask what I'm asking for, and I don't have innuendo. My condition prevents me from this. Again, this is a rare frog-based infection that I got on my toe while hiking in the Great Swamp in New Jersey. Do you want to change your Singular Wireless plan?
No.
Okay, I'm not asking it the right way. Remember we met at a bar? We got your number.
I don't.
Through a research program. Your number was provided to saying you'd be interested in changing to singular wireless. Now, of course, that's not what I mean. That's part of this condition. What I mean by it is we met at a bar and we had talked and flirted. Do you remember any of this? Is this something that you're aware of? Are you the primary water user at the house?
I am not, actually.
Hmm. Huh. So, this is difficult to express.
To listen to.
Well, there's a survey afterwards, and we'd love if you just answered if I was difficult, insufferable, or painful. Because we know that all of the... They've stopped ranking in the positive. There's just a lot of empty ballots. But anyway, and there is no survey. Again, I don't work at Singular Wireless. I have an infection which prevents me from not talking like someone calling from your phone company. Are you aware you missed your last payment?
I am.
Okay, well, not to me. If you did that, you should call them. Again, I'm not from Singular Wireless. Are you interested in dating me? This is how I talk all the time. Would you like to sample sex while I talk this way?
No, because to be honest, it's not even the way you're talking. You said you were in New Jersey, and that's kind of a deal breaker for me on a lot of levels. Living there, growing up there is fine. Going to it is where I just have a huge peeve. Never going to be able to look beyond that. Glad you were hiking, sorry you had the issue that you did. But Jersey
is
itself,
what it's called when it's in a swamp.
Yeah, it still sounds gross. It still sounds too Jersey.
But
so
it's the great swamp.
I know, and it's still great in terms of New Jersey, so that's like a negative five everywhere else. So, you sound like a person, I believe that you're real, and I know you're
Do
not
you?
From Singular...
Because who actually learned... You know that... Have you ever seen that movie, They Live?
I have.
You know how theirs, that's all about the lizard people? Because who actually... Because I doubt that someone at a company tells you to talk like this, but yet people do. Do you think they're aliens?
I think they might be. If not, they there's a level of alien like thought process to it. Yeah,
that does someone sit you down and tell you to talk like this though?
There is kind of like a little, because having been in the actual telemarketing position, it's kind of the culture is kind of it creates the want for this, the belief that this is a comforting sound to someone's voice. A comforting cadence or a comforting stilted speech. That
and none of these people have seen The Stepford Wives, both versions. They just believe that this is fun. Okay. Well, anyway.
They maybe seen the Stepford Children from like 87, but other than that.
Is that a movie that exists?
Yeah.
Oh, that's weird. Okay.
If not, maybe it's 94. I know they made like 3 made-for-television sequels.
My issue wasn't the year it came out. Anyway,
it was for me.
This flirtation has gone wrong. I'll have to head back to the singles bars. Thank you so much for calling. If you stay on the line, there will be a brief survey for no fucking reason. Okay, bye.
I talked in that cadence for a while. Because after working at the paper
only phone calls! Only phone calls!
I'm now talking into the empty phone. I'm now venting to the, because I know there's always someone
to the
listening.
Tone.
There's always someone listening. I can hear you in there.
hi, is this Grammarly? The support line for Grammarly?
Well, I mean, we like to pronounce it Grammarly, but yes.
Yeah,
yes,
well, so I downloaded Grammarly, and I saw your ad saying, we can help you with writing. One of the features on it involves tone, which creepy, but anyway, I downloaded it because it's like your commercial was like, you know, the commercial where it's like, oh, if you sound too cold towards someone, we can change your language, right?
Yes, it's one of our favorite commercials.
So I'm trying to write a letter that's more aggressive and your language thing keeps toning it down.
How aggressive is it? Like, what's?
I'm trying to tell my parents to go fuck themselves. And every time I say, you guys are pieces of shit. And fuck you in the loins you wrote in on, it tells me to change it to, I think we need to have a meeting about this issue. I don't want to have a meeting.
Well, I mean, with Grammarly.
Grammarly.
Grammarly, saying that we need to have a meeting about this issue is basically the same thing as go fuck yourself in the loins you wrote in on. You have to understand that it's a different, it's a more proper way of saying that.
But it's not aggressive. You're trying to tell me that I shouldn't be aggressive towards people. No, I want to be aggressive.
It's aggressive. People only have meetings with one another if they plan on killing each other.
Do you just know, you just have no life experience that you think that like every letter everyone's writing is nice?
I mean, that's how you're supposed to be. You're supposed to have that kind of feel. It's supposed to seem nice. But again, keywords like meeting mean go fuck yourself and the loins you wrote in on.
Okay, like this sentence, for example. I never loved you. Family is a fake structure that made me think I liked assholes. That sounds pretty aggressive. Okay, so that's interesting. I thought I could step it up. Grammarly suggests to me, I don't know if you've been receiving all of my emails.
How now, dare you, sir? How dare you?
Now, that's interesting
you?
As well.
Do not say that to me, ever. I will talk to my superior, and he will send you several emails to your discontent.
I'm getting the problem here now. I'm seeing what's going on. Okay, so I think this is really specific to you, though. It's like, I don't know, do you guys...
Don't you ever say specific to me again.
That's a thing, too.
That
okay,
is a slight against my entire family and 3 out of my 5 dogs. And I will not have that ever, you unfavorable person.
Now, see that?
I said it. I don't like getting that crude, that curt, but it came out and you forced my hand. And you might force a second hand. There, I said something else again. I will... Oh, I'm going to have a long sit after this and really, really, really just, have a good powwow, a good little lay down. That means, masturbate aggressively to you. But I need to, yeah, just to get my mind off of things. I'm so worked up.
Now, just because... And I'm not doing this just because it's an improv set. Can I talk to your manager?
You, sir, are the worst. Do you want to talk to a fellow upper being of mine? Yes, you may do that at any point in time.
I see. Okay, I'm getting it. It has to be somehow more formal and ridiculous sounding. So, like, can I interface with your colleague at arms?
Absolutely, yes. Would you like to do that
now? Yes, in the next quarter of time.
Okay.
And to make you invent another character voice.
Okay, here we go. Yes, hello, this is the manager speaking. I'm talking down to you now, the manager, but
oh, you're angry.
The upper being, yes.
So, as an upper being, my liege, I really need this letter that I'm writing to be more aggressive, and I'm not really sure why you're dictating tone at all. That doesn't really seem like grammar, A. And then, B, I want the feature to be more aggressive, and it seems like there's some disconnect between... Like take this sentence. Take this sentence, for example. Every time I see your old, stupid faces, I wish that I had never been born so that I could never have seen your decrepit... disgusting walking corpse. Now that seems pretty angry to me, but I thought Grammarly could make it angrier.
Yes, because that just sounds like a waste of words and space, and I don't understand what you're saying. You're just wasting air. You're wasting words. Why?
Right, but see, that's another thing that your company does that I don't really understand. Why do things have to be shorter?
Why? Because Grammarly is a state of mind. It's a state of mind, and you must get into Grammarly. If you are Grammarly, you are better. And then better, you are simple, you are concise, and you are polite to a death-defying degree. It is so simple and so polite, it will slice through someone like a knife.
So, it's funny you mention all of that, because I'm seeing on the side here that it says I have to buy crystals in order to unlock my Grammarly potential.
I mean, the crystals are encouraged.
So, but it seems like you're pushing superpowers? Is this some sort of weird...
For Grammarly, then you never will be. You must go full Grammarly to appreciate Grammarly, and the crystals help with the appreciation.
Yeah, that was also weird. You guys don't have save. It says, do you accept Grammarly into your heart?
And soul and into being.
Yeah, I guess that gets cut off with the dot, 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 because I don't have a big enough screen.
Then we can send you a bigger screen.
Really?
We will do said thing with a simple purchase of 25 crystals at $14.75. Oh, well,
that's the whole scam then, isn't it, though? I don't
it's
know
It's not
that
a scam. It is a way of life.
Well, surely I can buy... Well, that's not helpful either. Surely
scam
I can
is too small.
Oh, I get it. There's a weird level of words you guys want. So if I said a mounting pyramid scheme of a concerning nature...
Is closer.
That's closer. But if I were to say, oh, it's a... it's if I were to say it's a multi-level marketing scam that takes all your money, that's too many words.
Too many words.
Okay. I'll talk to you. I kind of want to get off the phone, but I'm afraid. I'm afraid of you in a lot of ways.
We'll be speaking to you.
Oh, goodness. Am I allowed to hang up, or?
You may stop.
You can't just say hang up.
Too many words.
How do you say goodbye? I guess that's too few. You would just hum.
It was the sound of stop.
It's too inconceivable. Okay, I got it. Well, I'm going to go now, okay? Okay?
I don't know what you're saying.
I'm going to... It's time for our interaction to begin corrective ending.
Stop. Hello?
Hello? Hi. So, this is Stuff Incorporated, right?
Yeah, this is Stuff Incorporated. How's it going?
Yeah, good. Well, I mean, I've been better. My stuff is all busted, and I got bad stuff. You gave me bad stuff. It broke, and I want better stuff.
Here's what we can do today. What kind of stuff did you get? A lot of stuff or a little bit of stuff?
I got a lot of a little bit of stuff. There's a whole lot of a little bit of stuff.
Okay, so you want a lot of a little bit department. Let me transfer you right now. Hello?
Hello, is this the lot of little bit department?
Oh, hi, darling. Yes, hold on. I work from home now, so I play with ratchets and wrenches the whole time, and I pretend like it's a professional environment. How's it going?
I've been better. All of my stuff is broken.
Oh, you got brokey, so you're probably calling because you got little stuff. How much little stuff do you have? Can I get your name and number?
I got a lot of little bit of stuff.
Hold on a second. Let me throw this wrench at my blender just while you're talking. Yes, I can hear you perfectly. I just heard a customer fine. How are you? What's your name? Let me write your name down.
Pips Maraschino.
Smell it backwards?
I don't know if I have time for that. My name.
Smell it backwards, not spell it.
There.
Okay. That's just for your enjoyment. All right, hold on. Let me turn off this blender and turn on this aerator pump.
See, that's starting to offend me because clearly your stuff is working and my stuff is not working.
This is stop
rubbing
stuff
it on my face.
I don't control it at home. I have the same problems as you.
Your company's stuff is the stuff that I bought, so I'd like your stuff to work, and your stuff is not working.
All right, let me get your name and customer number and then a fake made-up customer number.
Pips Maraschino is my name, and my number is 5. I just have one number. It's like share, but a number, so 5.
Got it. Let me transfer you.
Sorry, I have a little bit of gas. This is Stuff. This is just Stuff Guy. Who's calling?
Alright, this is Peps Maraschino. All my stuff that I bought from you is broken.
I have your number here. I don't know your name. Is this Peps Maraschino?
I
can see from your number. Is that a correct account?
Well, that makes me feel good. Yes, that's the proper pronunciation of my name. I just say the name that everybody always pronounces it as. Yes, I'm Paps Maraschino.
Let me get your name and number. Now that I see, I pulled up on the screen here your name and number. Let me get your name and number.
Paps Maraschino, and it's 5 is my number.
Okay. So for security reasons, can I ask you, what's your name and number? Because I see your name and number. Yeah.
Pipschke Maraschino. And,
that's wrong.
4.
It says Paps Maraschino here. Try again. It's okay. It's for security.
Okay, wait. I said it wrong, you know. So let me try it again.
Here's our security policy.
I got
Everybody gets 3 tries. And on the 3rd try, if you mess up, you just have to start over. Okay?
Cool. So, Paps Maraschino 5.
That's it. Get ready to steal everything. What's the problem? I have gas. It's burping all day. What's up?
You sold me stuff, and your stuff is broken.
Oh, this is the little stuff department, so how much
I got a lot of it. I got a lot of your little bit of stuff.
Do you know how many?
so much of a lot of a little bit of stuff. There's so much of it. There's so much of that.
My boss at the so much department. I have to warn you, he's a 9,000-year-old warlock.
Okay.
You're waiting on hold. Your call's important to us, but not so much that we can't put you on hold for a good amount of time. Did you know that you can do all this online? Yeah, I'm talking to you, you fucking idiot. You can do this all online. So you're just calling us because you're fucking stupid. So who are we talking to right now? Pretty much, what we're trying to say through this hold music is, the only reason you'd call us isn't because our technology doesn't work. It's because you're a fucking moron who has to call us. Did you know that you can take your fist and shove it up your ass because we don't like you? We here at Stuff Incorporated want you to know that you're important to us. Have you been on hold for a long time? Online, you can look at porn and still do this stuff. That's fun, isn't it? While you're waiting, make sure to download our app. It does the same site thing as our website, but it's another subtle way that we tell you to go fuck yourself and that there's nothing we've done wrong. You just don't get it, you moron. Hello, this is the wizard.
I think you're a warlock.
Yes, that's the... Oh, someone said that at my company. Oh, I thought they were my friends.
Now, are you a wizard or a warlock? Because now I'm getting concerned who I'm talking to.
That's an intolerant term. I thought these people here loved me. Oh, you don't know until they show their real face. Yes, I am a wizard. I'm 9,000-year-old, but some people who stick with the older ways and are intolerant. I'm the warlock. It shames me to say. I can't even say it.
Okay,
I'm calling HR later. Because, horribly insulting and degrading, sir, and I'd like for you to apologize.
Well, I am sorry because I was only going off of what the rest of your company said.
That's
so
what happens. It's called a culture of intolerance, and people call you a warlock, and they don't understand. Have my people suffered for 9,000 years for nothing? And by my people, I mean me. Just me alone as one wizard suffered for nothing for 9,000. Well, and the suffering is mostly due to my toe funky, but still have suffered. They don't tell you that when you become...
Thank you for informing me of your struggles.
As a wizard, you have many abilities to change your powers and avoid health problems. Fungi. Fungi, totally. It's immune. And when you think about it, it makes sense. Lots of mushrooms have magical abilities, so fungi. If fungi can take over my whole body one time, I'll tell you this, I found a bunch of those pleco fish just picking at me. It's disgusting. Just eating the algae and fungi off of me. I have no idea what happened, where I was, but that's a part of my other issues in life. How can I help you today, sir?
All the stuff that I've bought from your company is broken.
Got a stuff problem. Let me consult the crystals.
Which are the crystals?
Interrupted, I'll answer.
I'm sorry.
I was doing the incantation. But, what have we got here? Well, today we've got... just a regular selection of gemeralds. These are orange iridescent blood gemeralds. These I got out of the stomach of a tiger who embodies the elements of your fear when you're in water. Over here is just your sort of basic incense burning rock, and as fire touches it, it releases the soul of someone who never achieved their full potential in life.
My brother?
Well, I don't ask names. It's sort of a, you know, kind of a have fun environment. No names, no need. You know, that's the situation here. I'm here for a good time. You're here for a good time. No need to say who we were before we were damned to eternal curses inside of a crystal. It's, you know, loosey-goosey. I'm not looking to settle down yet. And then over here is, this is just a quartz. I found this on the way in. Not necessary, but it's fun when you go camping. Bring a rock guide. It can be just as much fun as a bird guide. Nature is all around us, and science is the real beauty. So anyway, here I go to do my incantation. Crystal.
The crystals have summoned me. I am speaking through the wizard. I ask you, traveler, two questions. What is your name?
Pips Marachino.
Can you speak? spell that?
P-I-P-S-M-A.
Slow down.
P-A-P-S.
Yeah, I got that part.
M-A-R-A?
M-A-R-A.
Three C's.
C. C. C.
H.
H.
I.
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 N.
N.
O.
O. What and a, is your...
And a, there's a silent O. Three.
Silent three. Type in here. Now for my second question. Prepare yourself, traveler. For this is the question that tests your very soul. What is your account number?
Five.
Five, okay. Ah, I see it now. You don't have a warranty.
That is not true. I got a warranty.
I'm looking at it right here. You don't have a warranty.
Well, I paid for the warranty, so I'd like to know
if... You have a receipt number!
Yes.
Read it.
So I gotta unfold it.
All the papers, yeah. Oh, it's that big. One of those.
Yeah, no, it was, I had it protected by a bunch of other smaller papers.
Travel
all right.
Map from Hertz!
Okay, so the number is,
I-N. I-N.
Six.
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 Don't mess with me just because I'm a demon.
Well, there's six.
Start over, I got lost. Sorry. It's a heck of a day here.
So it's six?
I actually was just promoted to this position.
Well, congrats.
Yeah, thank you. But it's so hard adjusting, you know. Everyone expects you to get it day one.
Yeah, I know that feel.
Hold on here. It's been crazy this week. What with everything that's happening?
What's been happening?
You know. Read me the number again. And don't, for improvisational continuity, change it.
Six.
Six. Never let us. Never let us.
Let's double back. Yeah, no, I realize. Let's double back. Let's double back. Yes. Sorry. I-N.
Oh, you're good. Go on.
Six.
M as in Nancy.
So, I as in international, N as in no.
N as in no.
Six.
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 Same joke. Don't do it twice. Go on.
I six. There's four sixes. You keep cutting me off the third one.
That explains it. Six.
Yeah, you did it the first. So, four sixes.
Don't need to get snippy. I don't know if you know this. You know, a lot of times people say that it's important to acknowledge this. You know, there's a human on the other end of this phone call, too. I'm a person, too.
Fair.
So you should be more, now, to be fair, not a person. Demonic entity trapped in a crystal.
You're trapped in the crystal.
Don't ask me about my personal life, sir. I haven't asked you about your personal life. So, okay. I don't really think that's fair.
So, do you have the first four numbers down?
How are you doing today?
I'm doing well.
How's the weather?
Wet.
How's your weather machine?
On the fritz.
Sir, I see your number here. IP6-4 does not have any warranty.
That's not my number. It was.
Go read the whole thing. We'll see. Sir, calm down.
I-N.
I-N.
Six.
Six, 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 six. Yes.
Four.
Four. You're getting snippy, not me.
Three.
Three, I'll kill you.
Nine.
Nine, you will burn in the pits of Kadoshiman.
One.
One, your head will roll under the feet of giants who are made of the scum of sins of man.
Well, that's the number you gave me, so.
I'm just being polite, sir.
Okay.
There is a warranty here, but it's for only the small things, not small stuff.
Wait, so small things and stuff are two different...
Separate categories.
Separate categories.
Separate categories, you checked the wrong box.
Oh, I checked the wrong box. I thought I checked both boxes.
No. There was one who lived eons ago who could check both boxes. But that offer is no longer eligible.
Do you have a department that we'd be able to work on transferring that account to the stuff account?
You speak of Hiroshina. A legendary.
If that's their name, then that would be being I'd like to talk to.
He is mysterious, Hiroshina. His mind goes places mine cannot. He has a faster computer.
Brings
his own computer in from home, and the IT department, they mess with it. Make sure it's security safe, so no funny business. And yeah, that's how that works.
Cool.
It's like, hey, you want me to have a phone? Buy me a phone. You know, I'm not bringing in my computer to get chunked up on your time.
I get that. I totally get that. Would I be able to be transferred to him? Do you think?
Unfortunately, he's not in today. You can leave a message on his machine. Would you like me to transfer to his machine?
Yes.
Please wait on hold.
Fine.
We here at Things and Stuff value your call. Did you know that you can be a smarter person and not have to call us at all? You can use our app to see whether you're a goddamn moron. Here at Stuff and Things, we have a website of full-time people pretending to be real people who are chatbots on our website. They can answer your FAQs. Did you already look there? Too bad. You have to hear this message anyway. Hi, this is Hiroshina. I'm not at my desk right now. You can leave a message, which no one ever at a corporation bigger than two people has ever checked their message machine before. Feel free to leave it, and you know where else you can leave it? Right up your ass. Leave a message at the tone. Hold on, I don't know how to turn the tone on. Okay, it's probably happening. Go ahead.
Hi, Hiroshima. Really hope this is going through because I haven't heard a tone on this end. Hi. So apparently, I bought a lot of stuff from your company, and all the stuff it's broken. And I bought a whole lot of a little bit of stuff. I have a lot of little bit of stuff, and I have so much of a lot of your little bit of stuff. But apparently my warranty is actually for things.
This inbox is full, and if you accidentally called the character Hiroshima instead of Hiroshina with an N, please press 1 to start over.
Okay. You want it? You want to save that money. Okay. 1.
Hey, this is Hiroshima. My message is different because it's sentient. I enslaved a rat to keep a message here. It's programmed to just say words. It's like, you remember how they put that ear on a rat? Well, that's what I am. I can do an impression of him and change the message every time. Leave me a message. Go ahead. Tone.
Hi. So I'm... my name is Pips Mirchina. I bought a lot of a little bit of your stuff, and apparently my warranty is for your things, and I want to see if I can switch over my things
this
warranty.
This inbox is full because audio messages only take up like a tiny amount of space, but somehow the inbox is full. Why? Because it's not. Fuck you. I dare you to try and leave it again. Go ahead. We don't care about your time. You're a valuable to us as a person. But at the same time, fuck you. Wait on hold. We don't care.
I know this is an automated voice now, and I know I'm saying it to nobody, but I'm leaving a really bad review of your company, and I'm hanging up now.
You've been wasting your time and money entering film festivals. Let's change that.
I haven't been wasting my time. I mean, I am broke, and all I got was a PNG of a Laurel.
The Like It Film Festival uses people with an audience to help poor dummies like that get actual exposure for their films.
Stop calling me dumb.
Entering the Like It Film Festival allows influencers to spread the word on your films. If you enter other festivals, you are dumb.
Seriously, I'm not dumb.
I don't speak dumb. But if I did, I would tell that guy that winning films and podcasts will be featured on our Rizzle, TikTok, and Instagram channels that total in the hundreds of thousands of fans watching.
I'm not dumb. One time I used a toothbrush in the wrong direction. That has nothing to do with my film career.
Enter your films into the world's largest film festival today. Like It Film Fest.